This episode of the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast is called The Quest for Social Media Nirvana, subtitled How to Kick Your Unfollowers to the Curb. You're listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Smith, and my goal is to help you build a better blog. I do that by providing blogging tips, social media tutorials, YouTube training videos, and of course, this podcast. Together, we'll explore all the top strategies available to help you master the art of content creation. According to Merriam-Webster, here is the definition of nirvana: the state of perfect happiness and peace in Buddhism, where there is a release from all forms of suffering. So you may ask, what do I mean by social media nirvana? After you've been using social media for a while, you're starting to build up your followers, you're growing a following, and you're also following other people back. But then there comes a day when we realize that we're just following way too many people, and all of our social media streams are just getting so noisy, and it really becomes increasingly difficult to filter through all that noise and find the stuff we really care about. Now, for me, that would be social media nirvana. If I could look at my stream and see things that I'm interested in, and even if I wasn't interested in something on a given day, I could say, okay, that makes sense for that person to share that article with me, because it's possible, it's in the realm of possibility that I would be interested in it. So let's just start from there and see if we can get to social media nirvana. In order to do that, I want to talk about some of the tools that I use. Now, there are tons and tons of tools out there, but these are the tools that I use, and I just want to talk to you about how I use them. But keep in mind, what's really important is your whole goal with using social media. So take what I say and tweak that to apply to your goals and what you're trying to achieve on social media. Are you trying to promote your blog? Are you trying to, maybe you have some type of a e-commerce store or website where you're trying to sell something, or you may even have a brick and mortar business where you're trying to attract people to come into your establishment. Whatever the case may be, just take what advice that I'm going to give you. Keep in mind your goals and then just tweak this to see if it makes sense for you, because that's what I'm all about. I'm all about helping you. I experiment with a lot of tools. Some of them I know that I'm not going to really need them for myself, but I want to be able to educate myself so that if somebody asks me a question, I can respond intelligently and come from a place of experience because I've used the tools before. So keep in the back of your head your own goals and your mindset as I go through these tools. Okay. Now, also, I want to just give you a little bit of an insight into why I like these tools for myself. And it happened a while ago. Let's say maybe 2 or 3 years ago when I first really started to pay attention to social proof and people's numbers and all that stuff. I made a conscious decision that I did not want to follow more than 1,000 people on Twitter. Now, I thought that 1,000 people is a lot of people, but and I know that I'm not going to be able to remember each one of them and you know, communicate with every one of them. Some people you follow and it's only a one-way communication. You know that person has good content. You know that no matter what, you don't want to miss anything that they share, if possible. But at the same time, I just wanted to make it at least possible that I could reach out at some time throughout the course of maybe a month or, you know, 2 months, that I could at least give that person a shout out and say hi or thank you or that was great that you shared or what some type of communication. So I thought that 1,000 was a manageable number. And this is why I never used automated following tools. Like right now, I probably have about 10,000 followers between my two Twitter accounts. But I probably could have a whole lot more if I used automated following tools. And the theory behind the automated following tools is that somebody's tweeting about something that you're interested in. Let's just say social media, or for me, it might be YouTube. And then this automated service will automatically follow that person. And then it'll check to see if they followed you back. And I don't know, a couple days or a couple weeks. I guess each tool has a different setting. And then if they didn't follow you back, it would unfollow them. And maybe sometimes it unfollows you even if you do follow back. I don't know, because like I said, I don't use them. So that's one thing I can't speak from experience. I just know when I see someone following 20,000 people, they're probably using a tool to do that. It makes them feel better. Maybe it makes their followers feel better. Doesn't impress me. It just means that you're using a tool. Okay, now with that said, let me go into how I'm able to purge my, first we're going to talk about Twitter, how I'm able to purge my following so that I don't go over that 1,000 number. And that starts off with a simple tool called Just Unfollow. And, you know, I've been using it. It's free to use. You can also buy premium features, but I've used it for a few years now. And what I'll do is when I start approaching that 1,000 mark, I'll go in there and I'll find out who's unfollowed me and also who's been inactive. Because a lot of times people, they have the best of intentions. They get on Twitter and then they just never use it. Or they got another account, but they don't bother to shut the original account down or whatever the case may be. So if they're not active, there's absolutely no reason for me to follow them. I mean, they could be my best friend in real life. Well, I only have one best friend who tweets and I would never unfollow her, but they could be my next to my best friend in real life. But if they're not tweeting, there's absolutely no reason for me to follow them on Twitter. Okay. So, you know, there's some people that are never going to follow you back. Like, oh, there's another thing you can do in this tool, Just Unfollow, which is whitelist people. That means that no matter what, they're not going to show you that person for you to unfollow them. Or they will show it to you and it'll be in a list that'll be like, okay, this person is whitelisted. So one of those people used to be Susie Orman. You know, I love me some Susie Orman and I make sure I catch her show every Saturday. Even though I don't follow all of her advice, at least I know I'm educated. Okay, that's important. Okay, can't follow all our financial advice, but I'd follow as much as possible. Okay, so I was following her, but every time I would go into Just Unfollow, she'd be one of the first people that would show up that she's not following me back. You never know. I might be able to teach you a thing or two, Susie Orman. Anyway, so eventually she got unfollowed because I just got tired of seeing her. The other thing that's cool about Twitter, and this isn't a tool, this is something that's actually part of Twitter. If you have someone like that, a celebrity, or maybe you want to do this with all the news sites like Mashable, TechCrunch, and all, you don't really want to follow them, you can just add them to a list in Twitter and follow them in a stream in Hootsuite without ever following them. Technically, they won't be counted in your following. but you will still see their tweets if you look at that stream or look, follow that Twitter list in whatever Twitter client that you're using. Although, as you can tell, I highly, highly recommend Hootsuite. Okay, so that's just unfollow. There's some other things you can do in there, but I like the fact that I can just very quickly, I may only have to do 30, 40 people because there is a limit on the free accounts. I'll go in there, find out who's been inactive. And, you know, it's interesting too, when you see those people that are inactive. And like I said, I pretty much know most of the people that I follow. I have some idea where they came from or how I got interested in following them. And I say, oh, especially if they were like inactive, I'm like, oh, I wonder what happened to so-and-so. And I'll go over to their blog sometimes. And then sometimes it's like, okay, this is taking too long, Eileen. Just go ahead and unfollow. If they fell off, they fell off. You just hope they're okay. Say a little prayer and move on. Okay, now, this next tool that I'm going to talk about is one that you sign up for. It is from Constant Contact. Now, they're an email service provider, but they did this really cute thing by having this tool called Nutshell Mail. And you can follow your Twitter list and Nutshell Mail too, but you can see on a daily basis. And I get these emails daily. It might be too much for you to get them daily, but I like to see them every day to see who your new followers were and who unfollowed you. And I love that. Let me tell you why I love that. It even proves to me more why I never want to use automated following, because I see people that will follow me one day and I'm like, oh, okay. Good, because I know this person. I'm hooked up with them on Triber or on Social Buzz Club or another one of my networks like Blog Engage, another one of my blogging communities that I, you know, am affiliated with. And so they follow me and I'm like, okay, good. I'll probably go ahead and follow that person back if I'm not following them already. 2-3 days later, maybe a week later, they unfollow me. Now, why would they unfollow me? They're tweeting my stuff. We're connected on a social network. And the reason why they're unfollowing me, they don't even know they followed me. They're just going with whatever this tool, this robot tool told them to do. And they don't even know that they followed me and unfollowed me, you know. And so even if that happened once or twice, it doesn't happen once or twice. This happens almost every other day. I see someone who unfollowed me that I know darn well. They're tweeting my stuff. So really, I really don't care if they unfollow me because they're retweeting my stuff because we're on this network where we've agreed to share each other's stuff. If it's good, if it looks interesting, if we think it's worthy. You know, this is not an automated Twitter service like Triber is not automated. That's why I didn't join at first, because one of the first options they had in Triber was that you would automatically share others in your tribe. But they quickly did away with that. So it's not at all automated. You will, you know, get a chance to look at the titles and even click through to people's blog posts before you decide to share them. I like Nutshell Mail. It also shows me maybe I'm tweeting about the wrong things. Because if I see like 2 or 3 people follow me in a given time period and they're just totally not, they're not at all related to blogging. I don't know, maybe they could be undertakers or something. Maybe I was just talking a little bit about death a little bit too much that week, you know? It's like, okay, you got to monitor what you tweet sometimes because people will follow you and you don't, you know, you don't want to follow those people back. That's for sure. So that's a good way to weed out those that you want to go ahead and unfollow. And when I see those people that I already know, and if I'm following them already, I will definitely unfollow them the same way they unfollowed me. Now, they may still be on a Twitter list somewhere, but I'll unfollow them just because, okay, you're using a tool, but I'm using a human, but I can unfollow just as good as you can. And I'm happy with that. Okay, enough about Twitter. We're going to move on to a different kind of tool now. And this one is for Google Plus. And I'm really pleased to announce my friend Christine DeGraff and Craig Feifel. They have gone into a tool that was already in existence and they went and reworked it, made it better, made it faster, and it's called Circloscope. And Circloscope, I'm going to spell this one for you, CircloScope. It is the only Google Plus circle management tool on the planet. Okay, there, I've said it. All right, you got to check out Circloscope. Now, I'll tell you why I like this tool. I made a big boo-boo on Google Plus. And I even talked about it on the podcast. So now it's my time to tell you guys, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have advised you to do this if you were listening to that episode. it was a video. I'm sorry, it wasn't on this podcast. So you may not have saw it. I use a tool in Gmail. And every time someone signed up to my email list, I would add them to a circle on Google Plus, because this tool Reportive shows you all of the networks that someone, you know, belongs to with that email address that they're using. It sounded like a good idea at the time, until one day I looked up and tried to add someone to circles on Google Plus, and I got the kibosh. They told me, you have reached your limit. You can't circle anyone else. And I was like, huh? There's a limit? The social media diva, me, I blew it. I didn't realize that I was following so many people. Now, here I got all this stuff set up on Twitter, and I was neglecting the fact that I was overdoing it on Google Plus. My bad. Spank my hand. But because Circlo Plus has been revamped and speeded up, because for a while there, it was kind of sort of out of commission. It was there, but I didn't know. I think the screens changed or something, and I couldn't figure it out. So now that they have re-released it, and they just released it again last month, and that would have been June 2014, now you can do similar to what I just told you about just unfollow. You can find who's unfollowed you. You can find who is inactive. And Circloscope is, that's an awesome tool. It breaks it down even by month. Who's been inactive, who's never posted, who has been inactive for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months. You know, you can really narrow it down. Circloscope has some other fabulous features for finding the right people to follow. It's especially good for people who are doing hangouts on air. Remember I talked about that in the last episode, the hangouts on air. Even if you're not doing them yourself, if you're a guest or if you are following one of the shows, one of the many, many shows that are on Hangouts on Air right now, they even have a function in Circloscope where you can find a specific event, which is what you have to do with a Hangout on Air. You have to schedule it as an event. All the people who interacted with that event, the ones that were there and the ones that were not there, who were invited, who said, no, I'm not going to make it. You can circle those people or uncircle those people, or it's just a fabulous tool. So if you're not using Circloscope, they have a free version. You can't unfollow people en masse, but at least you can see who the people are. You know how many people are inactive, you know, so maybe if it's only like 20 people, it's no big deal for you to go in and unfollow them one at a time. But in my case, since I had been following 5,000 people, There were a lot of inactives. There were like maybe 300 or 400 that were inactive. And I take the blame. I already took the blame. I apologize, right? Because even though Reportive was showing me those people in my inbox in Gmail, you got to remember that some people have more than one Google Plus account. And depending upon what email they have tied to Google Plus, so it can be a mess if you're following based on emails. So if anybody else was doing that, don't do that, because a lot of times people have more than one identity on Google, and it's not the one they're even using for Google Plus, or they're just totally not using Google Plus anyway. So it's no point in putting them in a circle. So that's why it's so important to use Circloscope, because there is no other circle management tool that's like that. So go ahead and check out Circloscope. They got video tutorials out there, and I may even wind up doing one myself. Okay, so let's move on to our next tool. Before we do that, let's recap. We had Just Unfollow, which is basically Twitter, Nutshell Mail, and Circloscope, which is for Google Plus. Now, sometimes, like I said, you want to follow someone who is very noteworthy. And whether they ever follow you back or not, it doesn't matter. Okay? And this is where you want to use this other tool called BuzzSumo. BuzzSumo is a tool where you can see, let's say you're doing a blog post or producing any type of content. For example, with me, I did a tutorial recently on Instagram, which went over very, very well. And I'm getting tons of traffic and a lot of people liking the video, because it was a video along with a blog post. And so I was curious. I heard Rand Fishkin on an interview on someone else's podcast. Sorry, I can't remember whose podcast it was right at this moment. Well, I heard him talking about BuzzSumo, and I guess Moz is behind this tool. I'm not 100% sure. But what it does is you can type in your topic or your title for your blog post or your keywords, whatever, and you'll see articles that were shared. Now, this really only goes back 6 months. You'll see the shares for articles that match that search term you put in there. So I went in and I put in Instagram tutorial. And I thought, you know, we've got all these Instagram experts out here. I'm not going to name any of them right now. If you want to find out who they are, go check out my Instagram tutorial. And I thought they would be on the top of the list. I was so pleasantly pleased to see that my article was like number 2 or number 3 behind Huffington Post. So I was pleasantly surprised. And this also confirmed to me that the other tools that I referred to earlier that I'm using to get my content shared are working, like Triber, Social Buzz Club, Viral Content Buzz. They're working because I even had more shares. My article had more tweets, more pins on Pinterest, and more shares on Google Plus than the Huffington Post article. So I was really like patting myself on the back the whole day. You know, I almost went over there and tweeted their article just to say, it doesn't matter because I had more. But I like this tool. And even though it's not so much about purging followers, which is what the topic for today is, it's also about cleaning up your streams to see the stuff that's really important to you. And remember, keep your goals in mind. But it's good to see that your content is being shared. That means it's resonating with people. And people are only going to share it if it's worthy. You're going to have that good image there. Or if you've got a video, you're going to have a good video with it. You're going to have that eye-catching title. That's why I named this episode of the podcast, The Quest for Social Media Nirvana. Hopefully that's got you listening all the way to the 25 minute point. I had no idea we were going to go this long, but there's one more tool, so we're not done yet. And since I mentioned Instagram and I talked about this tool in the post and in the video. It's called Icono Square. Love this tool. It used to be known as Statogram. But wait, before I really get into Icono Square, I just want to tell you that Instagram has probably been one of the funnest social media apps that I've used in a while. I remember when I first heard about Twitter, I thought Twitter was dumb. And then I finally warmed up into it. Facebook is just Facebook. I don't even want to say anything about Facebook. And Google Plus, you know, there's pluses and minuses with Google Plus. And, you know, you like it some days and then other days it's just boring. And then, you know, but Instagram is so much fun. And I understand that people think you should keep all the personal stuff, but people don't get into that on Instagram. People want to see your personal pics, okay? They want to see your good pics too. They want to get some tips and tools and stuff about your business. And if you want, you can set up two accounts on Instagram if you want. I don't really recommend it. I think you can blend and mix in your personal with your business, which is what I do. I'm no Instagram expert, but Icono Square rocks because Instagram is kind of closed off. It's not as feature rich as some of the other applications. And I guess that's because after Facebook made the purchase, they just decided, okay, we're basically kind of going to leave this thing alone. It's been doing good. Let's just see how far it goes. And let's just kind of leave it alone. Thank you, Facebook. I don't know how long it's going to last. So get over there before they ruin it. So Icono Square will let you see your statistics. It's going to let you see who unfollowed you. Okay. And you're not going to be able to find that on Instagram. So check out Icono Square. That's going to also help you filter through the noise in your streams. I mean, you want to see personal stuff, but you don't kind of want somebody who's just going to sit there and post like 10 pics in a row of, you know, their dog or their foot or their tree in their backyard or something. You know, after a while, it just gets a little tired. You want it to stay fun and you can still learn. You can still promote and all of that on Instagram, but use Icono Square. It has a ton of other features, which I'm not going to get into right now. I just wanted to include that on our list of tools, but always remember to keep your goals in mind. And with that, I'm going to bid you adieu. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. Please leave your review and rating over in iTunes or in Stitcher. If you got any tools you want me to check out, just leave a comment over on the blog. And that's MissEileenSpeaks.com. One more time, MissEileenSpeaks.com. Peace.